You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
We're back in here on SB Nation Radio. It's The Gold Standard, and excited to have this next guest join us on the BetTSI.com inside line. A former NFL columnist, Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, and a New York Times best-selling author, Gary Myers, kind enough to join us tonight. And he's got a new book out titled How About Them Cowboys? Inside the Huddle with the Stars and Legends of America's Team. Gary, thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Alex. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic. And those listening here in the Houston area have an opportunity to meet you tomorrow if they haven't met you in the past, and also hang out and talk about this book for your book signing. It's going to be Saturday afternoon from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the River Oaks Bookstore. And I know you've been doing the Texas tour. We were talking. You've been in San Antonio, of course, Houston on Saturdays. How things been going for you?
It's been going great, and I'll be in Austin on Sunday. But last night was really a lot of fun. I did a signing at the Star at the team store at the Cowboys headquarters. And Jason Witten and Everson Walls were with me as my guests. So as you can imagine, we had a pretty healthy crowd there, and it was really a lot of fun. So yeah, the reaction so far to my book has been really positive, and it's been selling well, and I think it's kind of a fun book to read.
Again, the book titled How About Them Cowboys? Inside the Huddle with the Stars and Legends of America's Team. And you know, you covered the Cowboys for almost four decades, built up a lot of trust, great relationships with those that you covered. I think that's pretty clear in this book. And what made you decide now kind of was the right time to write a book about your experiences and about this organization that is known as America's Team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question I've been asked a bunch now. You know, they say, well, the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in over 20 years, so why write the book now? Well, it's almost because the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in over 20 years that I wrote it, because it almost doesn't make sense until you look into it how this team that's gone more than two decades now without a championship can be worth $5 billion and still be the most popular team in the world, and as well as being the most valuable. You'd think that winning would go hand in hand with popularity and what a team is valued at, but in this case, the Cowboys kind of transcend all the normal ways you would figure things out. They just have such a deep history and such an incredible fan base that just keeps growing. That, you know, certainly they all want to see them win, but it almost doesn't matter because they stick with them.
Talking with Gary Myers here on SB Nation Radio, the former NFL columnist, Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, and the New York Times best-selling author. He's got a new book out titled How About Them Cowboys? And for those in the Houston area, Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5, he'll be out at the River Oaks Bookstore off of Westheimer signing copies of this book. And, you know, it's interesting because certainly there are dozens of books out there about the Cowboys, but you mentioned your relationships and kind of this unprecedented access that you've been able to have to write this book. Is that really what makes this book so different? What would you say to those that say, all right, why is this different than other Cowboys books I've read in the past?
Well, besides the obvious answer that it's because I wrote this book.
Yeah, exactly.
I kid around with that. But
yeah.
No, I really did have great access to Jerry. I had a total of 5 hours of interviews with him, and then you know, with his kids Stephen and Charlotte and Jerry Jr. and, you know, Romo and Witten and Parcells and Jimmy Johnson and Michael Irvin. So I had extensive interviews with all of them, and I just think there's a lot in this book that people have not read before, and there's a lot about Jerry, who is clearly a very compelling character, you know, multifaceted, just a lot of different aspects of his life and, you know, the business part, the football part that I get into. And I know there hasn't been a Cowboy book written in more than 10 years, and it was a much different approach than the one I took with this one. This is very anecdotal. A lot of really great stories in there that
I think people enjoy reading. There's a chapter on Parcells and Jimmy Parcells and Jerry, that there's just some really funny stuff in there and stuff that I don't think had been written before.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get into, because, you know, if you're a Cowboys fan, I think this is absolutely a must read. But even if you're like myself, who's just a huge football fan, you know, covers the sport, it has some incredible accounts and details. And one of them was in regards to Jerry Jones and Coach Parcells, and specifically there are many moments, but one involving T.O. and kind of what their relationship was like in regards to how they would handle T.O. and all that. I thought that was, I mean, what was your reaction even as you were getting those details and sitting down and talking to all the parties involved?
Well, I mean, clearly T.O. becoming a Cowboy was a Jerry Jones production. Parcells wanted nothing to do with him. And that feeling only intensified when he was forced to coach him for a season. And Bill's line of T.O. in the book was that he had a narcissistic disorder. And truthfully, I didn't know that was a thing. You know, I didn't know that was actually like a medical diagnosis. Bill wasn't diagnosing him. He was
sure.
Saying that's what he thought he had. But I actually went and Googled it to find out that it was, you know, something that people can be afflicted with. And Bill just didn't like anything about T.O. And Jerry, who's always been attracted rather by the stars and star power, wanted T.O. Now, the really interesting thing is that Jerry went to Bill and said, do you know who I can get a hold of? Because I need to, you know, start making inroads on this. And Bill set up a meeting between Jerry and Drew Rosenhaus, who is T.O.'s agent. But he never thought the end result was going to be that Jerry was going to sign him. But Bill did not have final say in personnel in Dallas, so he had no choice but to coach him. And just the fact that he never called him by his name, he always just called him the player. I've been around Parcells forever, and T.O. is the only guy he would never name by name. And, you know, Bill denies that he did it intentionally or was aware of it or it meant anything. Trust me, it meant something. He did it intentionally.
Talking with Gary Myers here on the Gold Standard, kind enough to join us ahead of his book signing Saturday afternoon. For those of you in the Houston area, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the River Oaks Bookstore, and also going to be in Austin, Texas as well on Sunday for those listeners that may be headed that way as well. His new book is out, titled How About Them Cowboys Inside the Huddle with the Stars and Legends of America's Team. And I can kind of sense it just hearing you talk a little bit and reading even more some of your comments in the past, and certainly your years covering the Cowboys. But just how much fun was this for you to write a book? I'm sure every book you write that, and you have, you know, New York Times bestselling author here, so you've had fun experiences doing it. But just this one, considering the access you had and a place where you spent so much of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I worked in Dallas from 81 to 89, and I worked for the Dallas Morning News. But even, you know, moving back to New York in 89, I've written a lot about the Cowboys over the years. So I tell people now, and I really mean this, I've had some great jobs, you know, working for HBO and the Daily News and some others. But the job that I had covering the Cowboys for the Morning News was not only the best job I ever had, but it was the most important job I ever had, because the Cowboys are the most important thing in Dallas. And when I was there, it was a tremendous newspaper war between the Morning News and the Times Herald. And the Cowboys were really the battleground for it. Whoever was going to win the Cowboy beat, you know, would have a lot to do with the success of the newspaper. So any journalist who has any kind of competitive streak in them would embrace that kind of an opportunity. So it was really fun for me in the years that I lived there. And it was really a lot of fun to go back and write a book about them and visit with some of the people that I covered when I was there. And then certainly a lot of people that I, you know, had contact with during the years that I was in New York, and then went back and talked to them again. So it really was fun. I learned a lot. I think the readers will learn a lot about the Cowboys and what makes them tick. And also, about some of the characters from the past years as well.
And what would you say was kind of your biggest takeaway from speaking with, you know, Jerry Jones' sons and also his daughter, just in terms of maybe when they've spoke on about him in kind of this empire that their father has been able to build?
Well, I think they're all well aware that he leveraged just about everything he owned to buy the team in 1989. It was losing $300,000 a day, which is about $1 million a month. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's really putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And it, you know what, Alex? It really is a $5 billion mom-and-pop operation. It's really a family business. It truly is that Steven's involved in the football end of it. Charlotte is the chief brand officer, and Jerry Jr., who is probably the least known of the three, but Jerry says that Jerry Jr. is the most like him.
Hmm.
He was very involved in putting together the stadium and the Star, which is a new training facility, and a lot of things that went into making those, you know, buildings really special. So, and then just the fact that Jerry has already made provisions that each of his three kids will have one third of the team when he passes, and Steven being the oldest and the only one who was with him since day one with the Cowboys, he'll have the league vote at the league meetings when the teams vote on rule changes and things of that nature. Steven will probably be the most visible when it comes time to take over the team because he's been very involved in the football operations. Now, it'll be interesting to me to see whether he learned anything from his father's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest mistake was that he's not only the general manager in title, but he really does get very involved in the day-to-day operation of the football part. And I think that Steven, if he is indeed considered the owner of the team, it would be in his best interest to hire a general manager.
Final question here for Gary Myers. Again, his new book titled, How About Them? Cowboys Inside the Huddle with the Stars and Legends of America's team is out now, and he's got a book signing on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. For those of you here in the Houston area, it's going to be at the River Oaks Bookstore. I have to ask you, though, what do you make of the Cowboys here in 2018 with the way things have started? Certainly, last week, a whole different story offensively against the Jaguars defense that's all of a sudden struggling.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're very fortunate that at 3-3, they're right in the middle of it because the NFC East pretty much stinks this year. It's early. You know, the Eagles could get it together and look like the team that they were last year. I don't think the Giants have much hope of getting on a run here to get themselves back into it. And you never trust the Redskins. So I think it'll be between the Eagles and the Giants. And I'm sorry, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And if the Cowboys can play like they did last week against Jacksonville, and you go, you know, where'd that come from? Then they have a really good chance to win the division. So much of it, the defense is good enough. There's
mm-hmm.
no doubt in my mind about that. It's young and it's fast and aggressive. They just went into the season without any wide receivers. And it's kind of hard to win in a passing league without any wide receivers. And if some of these guys can develop, like Michael Gallup, and you saw Cole Beasley had a big game last week, then I think they can contend for the division, you know, right through December.
A must-read for Dallas Cowboy fans, just fans of the sport of football, and really even on the business side of things when it comes to building what Jerry Jones has with the Dallas Cowboys and that organization. The new book from Gary Myers, How About Them Cowboys, is out. And again, if you're in the Houston area, Saturday afternoon from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, head out there to the River Oaks Bookstore. Gary, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Alex, thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much. And make sure you also give him a follow on Twitter, at Gary Myers NY. And I think I'm going to try to make it out there on Saturday afternoon as well to the River Oaks Bookstore. And if you're not in the Houston area, as he mentioned there, if you're in Austin by chance, he will have his book signing there on Sunday. So thanks so much for him copping on with us tonight. And our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125. Get 125% bonus on your next deposit, or your first deposit, I should say. Get all the plays on the inside line at BetDSI.com. We'll take a break, wrap things up here on the Gold Standard SB Nation Radio.